Well, in the Arkansas governor's race, an unforeseen campaign issue kind of surfaced. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette's been reporting for nearly a month on the expansive and apparently unchecked practice of taxpayer-financed vehicles. Do you think this state vehicle story sticks to Governor Mike Beebe? Is it something that Republican Jim Key can get some traction from? Jason, I pose you the question first.
Well, Keith has certainly been fortunate in the timing of the story. The story just continually trickling out. Seems like a new story is coming out almost every other day. That has helped Keith. It's created an advantage, created an opportunity for him. The one thing that Governor Beebe does have going for him is he paid taxes on his vehicle when he was Attorney General, and that was some time ago. So that does help him as far as the storyline goes, but the timing of it has really created an opportunity for Keith.
Yeah, what do you think, Blake?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it certainly plays nicely into a Republican narrative that spending is out of control all over the country. I also think it's a little too convenient for Jim Keat. The state fleet grew substantially under Governor Mike Huckabee, and Jim Keat didn't have anything to say about it then. So I think now the fact that he's bringing up the fact that there is a state fleet and that somehow Mike Beebe is solely responsible for that is not only intellectually dishonest, it's also a little too late. He should have been criticizing his friend Mike Huckabee, who actually endorsed him for governor.
All right, Jason, I'll give you a rebuttal on that one.
Well, I think Blake makes a good point. I mean, certainly the size of government has grown for not only during Governor Beebe's administration, but under Governor Huckabee's administration as well. Keith is actually running on a platform of reducing the size of that state government, whether it was under a Republican administration or under a Democrat administration. He's running against the size of government, not just against a partisan issue.
Let's move on to down ballot races. Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Land Commissioner, you've got the vehicle drama, this sour national political mood for Democrats. Blake, I'll ask you first, is this political environment, do you think it's ripe for Republican upsets in Arkansas, or does it just make the races closer than the normal 60 to 40 margins that we've seen?
Yeah, I mean, Roby, I think you have to look at the overall demographics. I mean, registered Democrats outnumber Republicans about 2-1, although there's a growing number of independents in the state of Arkansas who you have to think are going to look at each race individually. Still, Democrats have had a lot of success at the constitutional level statewide. I don't think there's anything about any of the Republican candidates thus far that is going to shift that trend. I think if, and Jason's talked about this a lot, if there is a rising national tide for Republicans, that's going to have a trickle-down effect. If John Bozeman is very successful in November, that's going to impact Jim Keat and Mark Dar and Mark Martin and other people on the ballot. Is it enough to get them over the hump, though, to victory? At this point, I doubt it. They're still way too unestablished and really haven't been able to set themselves apart from their Democratic opponents.
And Jason, what do you think? Is the environment ripe for Republican upsets?
It's definitely ripe for it, Roby. The Gallup poll that came out this week for the first time showed more people in Arkansas identified with the Republican Party than the Democrat Party. That's probably the first time that's been the case in the history of the state. I think it's going to be the first time Republicans actually have an advantage, having a Republican and having the R after their name on the ballot. That's going to create an opportunity for them. Now, people don't vote generically. People vote for the candidates. They're going to look at who's running in this race, and they're going to vote for who they think will do the best job. But Republicans have a leg up, I think, for the first time in many, many years.
Well, State Treasurer Martha Shaffner received one of the blackest eyes in this controversy involving state vehicles. She originally said she was entitled to a state car, and she complained, I think somewhat jokingly, that she didn't have a manservant to drive her around like the governor did. She apologized. She backtracked on those comments. It did, however, draw her a Green Party opponent, former Representative Bobby Tullis. Jason, do you think that there's any way that a Green Party candidate knocks off this Democratic incumbent?
If they ever could, they'll do it this time. I think Republicans are kicking themselves for not nominating someone to run for that slot. He definitely has an opportunity. I think Martha's probably the most vulnerable constitutional officer that's running for re-election this year. If the Green Party is going to pick up a single race, it'll be that race.
Blake, what do you think? Is there any way a Green Party candidate knocks off a Democratic incumbent in this election year?
You know, it's tough. I mean, Roby, the power of incumbency is great. Martha Shaffner did very well in 2006 when she ran statewide. She has a lot of name ID. You have to wonder, you know, 3-4 months from now, how much traction the Carr story will still have. I mean, the burden is certainly on her opponent to keep that story alive and to generate some momentum. But remember, we're talking about a state treasurer's race. We're talking about a race that is very far down the ticket. I think a lot of people are used to voting for Martha Shoffner. I think there are going to be a lot of people in November whose minds are elsewhere than on the Carr issue. So if this is indicative of further campaign hiccups, sure. But I think one or two other things have to go wrong for Martha Shoffner before we can really consider her to be truly vulnerable.
All right, let's turn our latest to the Arkansas U.S. Senate race. John Bozeman, a hefty lead in the polls versus Blanche Lincoln, a hefty lead with money. What wins out in that matchup, Jason? Polls or money? You wrote about this recently.
Well, as I said in my column, I think it depends on how you spend the money. Obviously, John Bozeman is sitting pretty right now. When you look at the polls, he's got anywhere from a 30-point lead to about a 19-point lead. Way ahead at this point, but Senator Lincoln is sitting on a large amount of cash. And so how she spends that cash for roughly the next 90 days will determine the outcome of that race. John Bozeman, for the most part, is undefined outside of his congressional district. I think she's going to spend that money to try to define him. How she does that, I'm not sure. But if she does it adequately, she can make this race tighten. I think it will tighten, but I don't think she can catch him.
And Blake, you're number one on the Lincoln distribution list for political advice. So you tell me, what wins out in that matchup, polls or money?
I'd rather be ahead in the polls than ahead on money, especially if the lead is what the polls suggest John Bozeman has, which is why Blanche Lincoln's got to start spending her money. You can't wait until after Labor Day. The Lincoln campaign made a huge mistake in 2009, letting interest groups define her around health care. We're seeing that nationally people now really like the health care bill. She let interest groups define her around the stimulus. We're starting to see now that the stimulus had real positive things towards our economy. And now she's letting John Bozeman just kind of coast by through the summer. He doesn't have a lot of money, and he doesn't really have an issue except that he doesn't like what's going on in Washington. If I were Blanche Lincoln, I would be spending a lot of money right now. I would be telling people exactly what was right about health care, what was right about the stimulus bill, what is right about children's health and nutrition, and what is wrong with being an obstructionist politician in Washington. And until she does that, I don't think these poll numbers are going to change.
All right, let's wrap this up. I told you both before you came on I was going to ask you for some predictions, so I'm going to put you both on the spot. Blake, you first. One bold prediction that we're going to see here in the near future.
I think in the near future, you know, Roby, I'm going to go all the way to November. I think Republicans will gain seats, but I think it's going to be a far less number than people expect. We're seeing two very important trends. Public opinion for health care is way up, and it's continuing to climb. And we're starting to see that Republicans are really in a box over the issue of what to do about the Bush tax cuts. They're taking a hardline position that they want tax cuts to extend to the wealthy. And in order to do that, they're going to explode the federal debt. I think those two issues, when people really focus on them and understand them, 3-4 months from now are going to have voters really questioning whether Republicans are true to their fiscal message. I think Democrats lose seats in the House in November, but I think it's going to be far less than people expect.
Jason, your turn.
Well, you know, bold predictions can certainly get you in trouble. I think Blake has really made an example of that on your show. But my bold prediction is I think after November is over, I think we will have three parties hold constitutional offices in the state of Arkansas. First time in history, three different political parties will have elected someone to a constitutional office.
All right, that is a very bold statement. Now I'm going to put my prediction out there. I think that there's a possibility that a candidate for statewide office drops out between now and Election Day. That's all I'm saying right now. From the left, he is Blake Rutherford. From the right, he is Jason Tolbert. As always, guys, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
It's always fun.